What is an electrician's favorite ice cream flavor? Chocolate. For whatever reason, we human beings seem to enjoy the same flavor of ice cream as an electrician. We enjoy whatever shocks us a lot. Shock value is defined as the potential of an action, image, text, or another form of communication that provokes a reaction of sharp disgust, shock, anger, fear, or similar negative emotions. The greater the shock, the more attractive the incident. The news media keeps a story running as long as its shock value attracts readers and viewers. TV crime dramas are more and more grisly. Sci-fi is more and more strangely bizarre. Comedians are more and more gross. Reality shows are more and more flagrant. Newscasts are more and more sensationalistic. And each season must top the previous season in its shock value. Eventually, we become immune to the shock. And what do we say? It's merely entertainment. Today's gospel has a definite shock value about it. The gospel speaks of things we tend to avoid in our lives: fire, anguish, and division. What Jesus is teaching, however, is that to be faithful followers, we must face some consequences of witnessing to the good news we would naturally avoid. What we must learn in our discipleship is that the good news is as much in the fire, anguish, and division as it is in the peace we ardently desire. When someone approaches us with the statement, "I've got good news and bad news. Which do you want first?" How do we answer? Well, we say either, "Give me the good news, the bad news, to get it out of the way." Or we say, "Give me the good news to make the bad news softer." When Jesus in this gospel speaks about bad news, he doesn't soften it with good news. That comes later at the resurrection. Instead, he clearly spells out the cost of his good news. Jesus' emphatic denial that he came to bring peace is an affirmation of a divine plan that there is no peace without justice. Pope Paul VI said it best in his message for the celebration of the Day of Peace, January 1st, 1972. "If you want peace, work for justice. If you want peace, work for justice." The divinely wrought peace plan that Jesus inaugurates and bestows involves the establishment of proper relationships. Relationships that include the corporal works of mercy, compassion, and justice between God and humanity. And not everyone, however, wants this divine peace plan. Jesus' shocking expressions remind us that he has not come to validate the social realities we have constructed. Many of our social realities and values have a tendency to seek a harmony that favors those who hold positions of power at the expense of those who are powerless and expendable. Jesus shocks us with the gospel values of compassion, mercy, and justice. And that, my friends, shatters the status quo. Faithful witnessing to the good news of salvation is a choice to live counter to what our world is trying to shock us into accepting. How ironic that the more faithfully we follow Jesus, the clearer the divisions become among us. Circumstances in our relationships with one another, most notably those closest to us, will clarify who Jesus is for us. These relationships force us to make choices we might prefer to avoid. And yet Jesus himself did not avoid the most difficult, divisive choice. He anguished over the baptism he had to face, his passion and death. Jesus' gift of peace does not eliminate the fire, the anguish, and division that come from being a faithful follower of him. The absence of anguish and division from our daily living might be something of a judgment that we are not living up to to gospel values. When have you experienced fire, anguish, and division because you are a faithful follower of Jesus? When have you experienced Jesus' gift of peace because you're his faithful follower? When was the choice to be a faithful follower of Jesus easiest? When was it most difficult? We do not seek division, but we seek consistency in living gospel values. We do not seek anguish, but we do suffer with Christ when it comes. And the closer we come to Christ, the hotter the fire becomes. The very way we live our lives is to be gospel fire. Bad news, good news. We live with both. We make our choice in face of both. We do not make our life choice for shock value. We make our choice for gospel value.